apart from the minister telling us to go and publish our own timetable if we are fed up with the load shedding. And I haven't heard any concrete measures from the Ministry of Energy. I thought that by now, the Ministry of Energy should engage Ghanaians, tell us the real problem, the challenges we are facing, its consequence, and the steps being taken to deal with the challenges. Don't you think this is a fair call?
It is, and the ministry has been totally silent on this matter.
I find that very, very strange. And the president is comfortable with that. The president who swore an oath to serve the people is comfortable with that. The vice president who is seeking to be president and currently head of the economic management team cannot show leadership. That managing the economy is also about providing reliable supply of power, and that he is the head of the economic management team, and that he should demonstrate leadership so that Ghanaians may even see that, look, this man is capable of managing the economy. He's also gone mute. He hasn't shown any leadership. We need fuel. This is a critical moment where he must demonstrate his economic prowess and intellectual capability. This is what we call leadership. But I would strongly object to a situation where they would go and buy fuel on credit just to hold the election year and pile up the debt. Mm. So let me send a signal to all these countries, foreign entities, that first of all, if you are entering into an international transaction with Ghana, under the Constitution 181, you need parliamentary approval. Mm. Secondly, if you do not follow the procurement processes and ensure that you get the necessary approvals and you move into a haste and conclude fuel supplies with government outside the known rules and regulations, when President Mahama assumes office, we will not honor that. Oh. We will not honor any illegality, will not honor any breach and any attempt to use unorthodox means just to hold the system through palliative measures because of elections, only to pile up debt for President Mahama to come and pay. Already, we have an outstanding debt of about $1.8 billion.